Jesus, please give us the faith to receive and correspond to this message by moving forward with a new understanding. Amen. Beloved family, I remember something Joyce Meyer once said. You can be pitiful or you can be powerful, but you can't be both. Wow. Well, getting over the flu bugs, singing more wars and rumors of wars, snowy cold weather, dark nights, and a plethora of arguments about what is really going on in the world have had a discouraging effect on all of us in the community. Call it cabin fever or burnout, it's not who we are. We need to get off the negative thinking and be filled with God's joy and provision. And this message must be very important because of the enemy's attempts to keep me from writing it. Picking up where I was when my computer just flat out shut down, Our Lady began, I promise to you the graces you need to get back up. A lot goes on in the mind that defeats the body. You are constantly being fed negative thoughts, and if you go into agreement with them, down you go. My children, when life seems to be just too much for you, come to me. I have access to the heart of the King, and I will obtain for you more graces than you can obtain on your own. This was demonstrated and confirmed at the wedding in Cana. The problem arises when you give in to self-pity and withdraw from the fight. The enemy, 24/7, is trying to convince you that you can't do it, whatever it might be. This is why you are instructed to take every thought captive, and even why you have the helmet. And I add to that, take every thought captive before you are taken into captivity. You see, all men have a lazy streak. Those who don't give place to it are purpose-driven and succeed. Those who fail are like the hireling that runs off when he sees the wolf coming. When you see that things are getting tough, with the possibility of getting even tougher, the enemy steps up his suggestions and tells you you'll never be able to do that, to endure that, to stand up to that. So he suggests that you give up, but not before you find fault with the one giving the assignment and fall right into sticky, sludgy self-pity. And as an aside, I want to say this message is so important for you to get, that three times now the enemy has shut down my computer, jammed my program, and lost the message, so I had to resort to finishing this on an email. The battle to overcome former limitations is in the mind, and Satan does not want you to recognize this. Our Lady continued, all of you have a back door called sloth or laziness, all of you. And this is precisely what the enemy uses to entrap you. It is also a portal for the enemy, especially for a demon of self-pity. But you have a choice, beloved ones. You do not have to give in to this narrative, even though your body is telling you to. You can choose to overcome it with grace. Call out to me for assistance. I always have special access to this grace. Those who are humble enough to accept my assistance will find yourselves conquerors of long-standing failures. And as an aside, for those of you who may be confused about enlisting the Blessed Mother, she's an intercessor in heaven, filled with the Holy Spirit, who makes it possible for her to hear the petitions on earth. Some of you will call your prayer partner when you need prayer. Well, she is our prayer partner, and because of her job in heaven, has special gifts from Holy Spirit that enable her to hear more than one soul at a time and intercede for them before the Father. She continued, I too had a body, but my mind was prepared to deny the suggestions of the enemy, and therefore I cooperated with grace and overcame my flesh and earthly thinking, but I could never let my guard down because the enemy was forever trying to gain entrance into my thinking. It was the grace of God that gave me the heart to sacrifice my very own son for the salvation of sinners. My heart was in one accord with Jesus, and we were in total agreement, even though it cost me more than anyone will ever know. Getting back to the point, there is a grace available to you when you're tempted to give up. You must ask, believing, in order to receive. Then it's up to you to correspond to that grace and break through the barriers that have previously held you back. Beloved ones, this takes effort. An effort may feel difficult, but once you commit to the path of using all the grace entrusted to you, it is easier and even joyful to find yourself bursting through former barriers that stifled your dreams and were the cause of your failures of the past. So this is what I am saying to you. Things you believed you could not do yesterday with yesterday's grace are going to yield to your efforts with today's grace. Ask, receive, correspond, and find new joy in conquering old dynamics that have quenched your dreams. With each new day comes new graces. Did you really think heaven runs out of graces to help you with? The enemy would have you believe that. But the truth is, grace is endless because God is omnipotent and will never stop creating that which his children need for living the abundant life. So don't be fooled by these failure-oriented voices. God is asking you to climb that mountain. He will give you every piece of equipment, energy, talent, and perseverance to do just that. It is not about you doing it. It's about God doing it through you. There is nothing you can't do when God gives you the mandate. He knows exactly what you need, and he has it in his storehouses of heavenly treasures. So ask, receive, act, and persevere. You are not acting alone. God in you is the one who will get it done. Amen to that.